Next person is going to be Terry Davis, T-E-R-R-Y Davis, 10359, 64-year-old woman, originally from Yoakum, Y-O-K-U-M, Texas, with no extensive history of smoking or drinking in the past, lives with her family at this time. She suffers from cancer of the rectum, status post radiation, status post chemo. Last treatment was in November of 2023. Patient has now been placed on hospice. Placed on hospice for end of life care period. In the paragraph, she's a morbidly obese woman who has lost weight, has decreased appetite. She also suffers from hypertension, atrial fibrillation, coronary heart disease, and atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular response. Her family history: mom died of leukemia, dad died of heart disease, sister died of colon cancer surgery, tubal ligation, colostomy, rectal surgery because of cancer, and tonsils and adenoids. Medication includes Eliquis 5 mg, Bentyl 10 mg, Estrace cream for vaginitis, Cymbalta 60 mg, Neurontin 400 mg, Norco 10-325 as needed, Lactulose for constipation, Imodium for diarrhea, morphine 15 mg, and Miralax. These are used to help her with a bowel movement that she can live with and be able to take care of her colostomy. Rotusat's 98%, pulse is 130, irregular, afebrile, 160 over 90. Patient appears to be in moderate amount of pain, heart positive, small positive, still tachycardic, with ectopics, lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema. Assessment here, we have a 64-year-old woman dying of rectal cancer with mets to the peritoneum, lungs, and liver. She has decreased appetite, decreased weight. She's bedbound, staying in bed now 12 to 14 hours a day, bowel and bladder incontinence, ADL dependent. Patient is in severe pain, requires medication to control her pain, also has atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular response, hence the Eliquis at this time period. In the paragraph, patient is using Cymbalta both for chronic pain and for depression period. In the paragraph, she has a colostomy and she has exhausted radiation and chemotherapy for her colorectal cancer and has distal metastasis, which puts her at stage 4 cancer of the rectum and makes her very much appropriate for hospice, and overall prognosis is quite poor for this woman. Thank you.